The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Wednesday, August 5th. Good news, Texans fans. We now have two open practices against the Saints, August 19th and 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information on how to get tickets. Pro Bowler Andre Johnson spoke after practice Wednesday on team injuries and the rookie class. And for you fantasy football fans, it might be good to know Dre says this is the best he has ever felt in training camp.
Some of the guys have been talking about how this week is the absolute worst week of the year because there's no game to look forward to. It's two a day. How do you feel?
When you look at it, yeah, it is the roughest week of training camp. It's always around day four or five. You know, you finally get all the pads on and things like that. So you put those pads on, your body gets a little tired, and you have to find a way to get through it. You know, you just have to keep a positive attitude. You know, block out any distractions and just attack it.
How much more fun is it going to be next week when you got the Chiefs to look forward to?
It'll be a lot of fun. You know, guys will be excited, to go out and play a game. Us veterans, sometimes we hate preseason. But it'll be great to go against, somebody different.
Do you pace yourself during preseason?
No, I don't pace myself. I just go out and play. We only get so many plays, during the preseason. I just go out and try to make, the best of my opportunities.
As good as you felt?
Yeah, this is the best I felt, coming in training camp. Like I said before, coming in, as the time got closer, normally I work, all the way up until training camp, take a day off and then come out for practice. This year I did a little different. I work out a day, take a day or two off and then go back and work out. So I gave my body a little time to rest from all the off-season workouts and things like that. And, coming into training camp, this is the best I ever felt, since I came in.
With all 11 starters returning, how confident is this offense? You guys have been confident before, but, I mean, when you look down the line, it's the same guys.
Yeah, it is. We're very confident. We know what we can do. The thing we have to do is just eliminate the mistakes. I think that's the biggest thing that hurt us last year, turning the ball over, the penalties. And, we just have to also be, get positive plays when we're in the red zone, score touchdowns and not kick field goals.
Is there one guy, a new guy that maybe has impressed you the most?
To be honest, man, you look at all the rookies, that are out here. And all those guys are very talented in their own way. A lot of those guys are out here making plays for us. So I'm very excited about this, group of guys that have came in. I think they're, very competitive. I get to go against McCain, every day since, Jock has gotten injured. And one thing I like about him, he never backs down. He's going to keep coming, every play, whether I beat him or I don't, he's going to keep coming. And, he's having a lot of fun with it, because he feels like it's making him better. So he told me today after practice, he likes it. He likes going against me because it's just making him better. So you can tell he's enjoying his time out here, and all those guys are. So I think these guys are going to help us out a whole lot this season.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan. Football.